WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A judge in Philadelphia has begun hearing the district attorney's bid to shut down Elon Musk's $1 million-a-day sweepstakes in battleground states. KYW Radio's Tim Jimenez.
How it works is you sign a petition supporting the First and Second Amendments of the Constitution, and then you get a chance to win $1 million. Musk, of course, is backing former President Trump.
His lawyers filed a motion last night to move the case to federal court. New sign inflation's coming down. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
The so-called PCE index is a favorite measure of inflation that the Fed focuses on.
It shows prices rose 2.1% in September year over year, barely above the Fed's 2% target. North Korea's fired a suspected intercontinental ballistic missile with far-reaching potential. Nuclear arms expert Joe Cirincione.
This is North Korea's biggest, farthest-reaching, and most advanced missile yet. It could hit any point in the United States from Anchorage to Mar-a-Lago.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is urging residents to sign up for health care coverage when the open enrollment period launches on Friday. In a statement, Governor Evers praised the Affordable Care Act as a game changer for Wisconsin families, which saw over 250,000 residents sign up during the last open enrollment period. Governor Evers has also called for an expansion of Medicaid, claiming it would bring in nearly $2 billion at a crucial time for the health care industry. The open enrollment period will end on January 15th. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has officially announced the start date for the gun deer season. The 9-day gun deer season will open on November 23rd and close on December 1st. According to a press release, the window is the latest possible window in which the gun deer season can be held under Wisconsin state law. The season is also further removed from the peak of breeding activity for deer, so there could be fewer deer on the move, but colder temperatures and the possibility of snow may contribute to better hunting conditions. Eau Claire City workers say they're struggling with covering a larger area with fewer workers. According to city officials, the city has lost nearly one-third of the average number of park employees over the last 30 years, but the amount of ground to cover has nearly doubled. Community Services Director Lane Berg says the proposed budget includes a new parks position, but even extra money brought into the city last year has failed to keep up with inflation, leading to understaffing concerns. Decisions on the new budget will be made in November. The Dunn County Board has passed a pair of resolutions calling on the Wisconsin State Legislature to expand Medicaid coverage. Wisconsin is one of a handful of states that does not accept expanded Medicaid coverage, which would allow increased coverage for people living at up to 138% of the federal poverty line. Health officials, Governor Tony Evers, and Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez have also pointed to Medicaid expansion as something that could have saved the HSHS hospitals and Prevea clinics in the Chippewa Valley. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers shorthanded. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Detroit Lions Sunday, but had seven players missing from practice, including three starting offensive linemen and quarterback Jordan Love, all with injuries suffered against the Jaguars. I asked Love if he thinks he can play this week despite a groin injury.
I've actually never had a groin injury to this severity, but I'm going to keep working, keep doing rehab and treatment, and get myself ready to go.
The Lions had 10 players on the injury list, unable to practice. NBA, the Bucks and the Grizzlies tonight in Memphis. The Bucks are 1-3. The Grizzlies 2-3. The Badgers men's basketball team with a 78-62 preseason win over UW River Falls. Greg Gard.
In terms of the game, obviously we got a long ways to go defensively. That's not new news. I thought we did some good things at times, but you know, as I went to the bench, I thought we got leaky in different areas, and it shows me who's more ready than others.
That's Wisconsin's Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be windy with some rain today, and the rain could be heavy at times. It's going to be cold, too. Temperatures dropping into the mid-30s by late this afternoon. We'll see the wind back off a little. Showers will end by trick-or-treat time, but it will be chilly for the ghosts and goblins in the low to mid-30s here this evening. Tomorrow, sunshine, 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Current temperature, 44.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
The right-wing nut pastor named Joel Webbin.
What God's word says is be quiet.
I think the 19th Amendment should be repealed.
Hashtag me too. All you have to do is publicly execute a few women who have lied.
What? Let's dissuade women from reporting rapes by putting them to death.
Only a few women. Preferably the really loud ones.
Hey, makeup. Do I rate?
You absolutely... I was going to get there.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm joined by special guest host Tom Paulsiewicz. We talk with John Burke, the president of Trek Bikes, an independent, about who he's voting for this November 5th.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. The number is the same. You can call, you can text. It's 855-752-4842. Or leave a comment if you're watching on a live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Ooh.
And speaking of, 5 days. To the election. 5 days to the election, everybody. We're going to make it, and we have a jam-packed show for you today. Coming up after the 10:30 news, Michelle Velasquez from Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin will be joining us. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, will be here at 11:06 to talk about what he's seeing on the ground and what they're hearing back as we get closer and closer to the election, as he does every other Thursday. Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Radcliffe here at 11:33. And we will wrap up the whole show as we do every day now with this shouldn't be a thing. Today, it's the scary clown edition. It being Halloween and everything.
Of course.
We thought that kind of fit in. Just a reminder as well, Tuesday night, this coming election night, November 5th. Make sure you are a voter. Please go vote. Get your vote. It's very important that we all take part in the process. And then join us for Civic Media election night special coverage starting at 6 p.m. We will have a cast of hundreds, potentially thousands, from the presidential race in Wisconsin to all the results come all the way down the ballot. Our Civic Media election night special will have insight and analysis you're not going to find anywhere else. So join us next Tuesday starting at 6 p.m. right here across the Civic Media Radio Network. I wanted to start off with this because it just jumped out at me. My husband and I are among the portion of the population that still watch the 5 to 6 o'clock news.
In the morning or in the afternoon?
Over dinner.
Oh, okay.
From 5 to 6 p.m.
Okay.
We watch the local news and then we watch the network news. And then I usually go back to cable, but that's one of the few times I watch local broadcast television.
Mm-hmm.
So to some extent, I've missed out on all of the horrible political attack ads.
Yeah.
Last night, as I was watching the news, this ad came up. It was so dark and so nasty. And I had to look and see who they were talking about. They were talking about Luann Bird.
Wait, what?
They were talking about Luann Bird, who has been on our show numerous times.
Yeah, yeah.
We've met her in person mm-hmm. more than once.
Yeah.
And this ad, and I don't know if it came from a super PAC or if this is directly from her challenger, Bob Donovan's campaign.
Yeah.
But she's a failure and she wants to, you know, make something of her life finally. And it's this dark picture of her. And I'm like, who are you talking about? Little adorable Luann Bird, who's been involved in local things
For a long time,
trying to help people with disabilities gain access to public buildings. That Luann Bird.
Yeah. Also, I really hope it's not from the Bob Donovan camp, because that's an easy one to attack. Oh, Bob Donovan moved so many times just to get elected. You know, it's.
Yeah, it just, come on, people.
Well, and that's how I feel about the Tammy ads right now. It's like, you can go after the policies you don't like. That's fair. You can go after, I don't know, like, you can go after all the tangible, logical things. I think there's enough to make a case just on the sense of, you don't want to vote for a Democrat, you don't want to vote for Tammy, there are things you can find. But this whole thing of making, she lives in Washington, D.C.
What's happened to her?
Because, that's the thing. She's like, she's not for Wisconsin. No,
she is.
I don't know if there's another senator in the country who brings more money back to their home state and gets Republicans, Democrats, independents, farmers, business people supporting her. And this isn't a Tammy Love ad. It's just that thing of like, we've spoken about how it's easy it is to make good attack ads. It's just you stick to certain things, but this whole like, I've got a shadowy voice and I, Calvin Butenov, has something to say. What do you want to say, Mr. Birthday Boy?
Well, the thing I find most insidious about the Tammy Baldwin ads is how obviously homophobic they are.
Yes.
Like, there was one that I heard that it literally sounded like an SNL skit with how every single sentence ended with her girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
really laying it on thick there with the girlfriend there.
Well, and now I just heard one recently where before it was, she wants to let biological men go to the same bathrooms as, I'm like, first of all, that's an old chestnut to crack open. But also now it's like she supports double mastectomies for children and castration for boys. Like, first of all, you're talking about trans kids. Second of all, they're not doing that. And you know that
they know that, yes.
It's been cited by many, 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 many doctors. That's not how the process goes. Unlike the guy that you're voting for who's like, they go to school on a Tuesday and they come back a boy.
Doesn't work that way. Not in any realm on the planet.
Yeah.
It just doesn't.
Yeah.
So I guess what I'm asking folks is that turn down the attack ads for the next 5 days. And please don't, if you have not decided how you're going to vote yet, don't let those be your guide.
Correct. Yeah. Throw out the mailers just right away. They're the same thing in print form.
Yes. And they can lie.
Yeah.
My husband goes crazy about this. He's like, why is that allowed? Why? They should be held accountable and they should be, you know, you should be able to take them to court and sue them. And unfortunately, there's a special provision, right, in political ads that you can say anything you want.
Yeah.
Anything.
It's up to the scruples of the stations. Like, we have an ad running right now that says that we screen all PAC ads and all political ads to make sure they're truthful. And granted, if you don't think that's the fine line, is that what is a lie then? If they're saying, well, this is what we believe and this is what we know, I think it has to be an egregious
lie,
which I don't even know what that means at a certain point. Like, you know,
what does that cover?
Tammy Baldwin wears white after Labor Day. I'm taking you to court. Calvin.
Well, not only are the ads and the lies in the ads, but then you have at least one of the major quote unquote news organizations in our country that parrots those same talking points as truth.
And I think it's important that folks remember that the network that Calvin is referring to was fined nearly $1 billion with a B. Fox was fined nearly $1 billion for lying to its own audience that the 2020 election was stolen. That is a lie. The Dominion Voting Systems Group took them to court, and yes, they were fined nearly $1 billion for lying knowingly, to their audience.
If she keeps talking, too, they're gonna take Marjorie Taylor Greene, because she is doing the same thing. She's talking about Dominion voting machines.
Oh, yeah.
And just...
Yeah, they've got pretty good lawyers. I'd be really careful if you're going to start casting aspersions their way.
We here at Matt and Air on Air love Dominion voting machines. They're the best voting machines on earth.
It's just people are tired of this.
Yeah, we're at that point now.
Everybody's exhausted.
Yeah, and we were talking about this before. Go to the candidates' websites, check out what they stand for, then go find a source that may do some research on them. That's good.
Go to our voter guide.
Yes. Perfect.
That Dan Schaefer put together. Go to civicmedia.us/vote. Dan Schaefer put together this really comprehensive voter guide that breaks down every single race in Wisconsin and kind of encapsulates the candidates' views on things.
Yeah.
It's a really, really useful tool. It's much more useful than basing your decisions on these attack ads, especially the one I saw last night about Luann Bird. I was like, you guys are delusional.
Yeah.
Sherry from Oricon is on the line. Good morning, Sherry. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Greg. Hi, Galvin. Oh, my God. You know, right now at this moment, I got put on that Embro. Remember I called about that, and I was able to get on that because of Kamala. And the pharmaceuticals. So anyway, right now my son isn't talking to me. He's a Trump guy. He's 26. He blocked me on the phone. I know. And right now I'm trying to plan my daughter's wedding at the same time. My daughter's like, is he even going to come? Should we even invite him? Because I don't agree with his morals. And it's like, yeah, but it's your brother. And
of course.
So we're into that moral fight, you know, where it's like, okay, this is my son.
Yeah.
And his morals are completely off. So today I went and voted. Totally pissed off at the world. I went and voted, okay? And there's no vote here sign anymore. The drop box, I live in Horicon, my big little itty bitty town. There used to be a sign that said vote here. There used to be a drop box. There's none. There is a drop box, so you guys keep repeating that there's no drop box in Dodge County. There is in Beaver Dam.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate that, Sherry. Yeah. It is interesting that the vote here sign isn't there anymore, though.
Yeah, and so I go in there and I'm like, can we vote here? And she goes, well, if you want to.
What?
And I'm like, okay, so this is early voting, right? Where is the sign that says I can even vote here? And she goes, well, if we put up a sign, we're going to get too many people.
What?
And we'll be overwhelmed.
I don't like that.
At this point, I'm just like livid. And I go, do I get a sticker? And they're like, no, we don't even give stickers. And I say, okay, I'm losing it. I never early voted before. And then she goes, okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to take this. You take it into this room, fill this out, then bring it back. And then you put it in an envelope. And then it is put into a vault. And then it is opened on election day.
Right.
Yeah.
And I said, well, how can I even check that I voted?
And go to myvote.wi.gov, Sherry. Go to the ballot tracker. And that will show you the entire process from when you got there and requested the ballot and they approved it and you filled it out and then they received it. Go to myvote.wi.gov. We're going to talk about the affordable health care and Mike Johnson's got thoughts. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Cal Viente on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. The number is the same. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. If you have if you have the Civic Media app, you can also call and text directly from the app, no matter what show you're listening to around the state. And if you're going to be out and about next Tuesday evening on Election Day and you want to catch all our coverage, we will be statewide starting at 6 p.m. next Tuesday.
Next 5 days away.
5 days away. We can do it. Be positive. Stay away from the turn off the political ads on television. Before we went to the break, we were talking about an ad I saw last night about Luann Bird. And they made it look like she's a serial killer. And we had her on the show numerous times.
It was last week we had her on.
Yeah, like, it's just loony. So please ignore them. Turn them off. Go to civicmedia.us/vote. Go to Dan Schaefer's voter guide. If you have questions about the candidates, that's a better way to get your information. John from West Bend texting in, listening on WAUK, says three changes I'd like to see in the election process. Overturn Citizens United. Great idea.
Yep.
An independent panel fact-checking political ads before they air, and no campaigning more than 90 days prior to the election. John, I think everyone in Wisconsin and every swing state would agree with you about that.
Could you imagine that? Just at day 91, you're just inundated the night, day 90. Nothing.
Nothing. Quiet. Be so nice.
Yeah.
Be so nice. We want to talk a little bit about the affordable health care. And Mike Johnson, of course, the Speaker of the House, was on a mic on Monday. They keep saying he was caught on a hot mic. It was at a press conference.
It was a voting event. Like, it looked like a campaign office.
Yeah, I mean, if it was a hot mic, normally implies that he was having a conversation and didn't realize the mic was still on. He was talking into a microphone to a bunch of people.
Yeah.
So anyway, here is the clip from Moses Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, on a Trump administration plan for the Affordable Care Act. Calvin, let's play that clip, please.
No Obamacare.
No Obamacare. Yeah, the ACA is so deeply ingrained. We need massive reform to make this work. And we got a lot of ideas on how to do that.
They have lots of ideas on how they're going to reform the Affordable Care Act.
Hmm.
One thing that they're missing, seems to me, would be details. Calvin, do we have clip number two ready, please?
I have concepts of a plan. I'm not president right now.
We have concepts. We have thoughts. We're not going to tell you.
I mean, last time I checked, they tried to repeal the ACA dozens and dozens of times.
Absolutely.
Since when they took over in 2010-11.
All they've tried to do is kill it.
Yeah, and they always fail because it always fails in the Senate, and they don't have enough. Because it's like if they tried to end Social Security. They always talk about reforming it. They always talk about doing all these things. If they tried to actually do anything with a service that actually gets, as you put it, 50 million people health care, their constituents would lose their minds. They have in the past when politicians go to events and say, like, we're going to repeal Obamacare. People lose their minds on it.
Well, and keep in mind that when the ACA went into effect, what it did was impose regulations on insurance companies to stop them from saying, no, I'm not going to cover you because you have a pre-existing condition, and charging higher prices to sicker people. It also provided billions of dollars in subsidies for lower income people to buy coverage in the private marketplaces.
Yes.
And if people get coverage, that means that they don't have to get treated in emergency rooms and stress our hospitals.
Yes. And if they can't pay it, they pass that cost along to us anyways.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, this is the guy, apparently, who is going to be put in charge of our health care should Donald Trump get reelected. Meet Dr. Bob Jr. Calvin, let's play that clip, please.
President Trump has asked me to reorganize the federal health agencies, the agencies that have a portfolio that affects human health, which is CDC, NIH, FDA, as well as some of the agencies within the United States Department of Agriculture.
That's Robert Kennedy Jr.
Failed presidential candidate.
And Donald Trump has said he's going to put him in charge of all these things.
Yeah.
As I understand it, Robert Kennedy Jr. has no scientific background.
He's not a doctor.
He is not a doctor. And he also is extraordinarily anti-vax and has gone to foreign countries spreading that vaccines are bad. And there was actually fallout from that in Samoa, where they got in this big anti-vax campaign. And I believe it was like 83 children died from measles. Thanks to this anti-vax campaign.
Well, between him heading up all the medicine and Elon heading up all the cost-cutting measures, all we need is one person, a general that Hitler would appreciate, to head up all the defense. He said he only needs three cabinet members then. A health, cost-cutting, and a war guy.
That's it.
That's it. And really, they'll all be acting. They won't be for real.
Oh, exactly.
Because Trump is the only guy who can actually really do anything anyways.
Well, there's that.
He's the smartest brain in the brains.
And he did a lot of that, and he appointed these people as acting because then they did not have to get approval from Congress.
And he could fire them at will, as he did.
And he did.
Or they quit.
There's that, too. We have news coming up next. When we return, we're going to talk to Michelle Velasquez from Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. Donald Trump made an appearance last night in Green Bay, along with Brett, I have green Crocs, Favre.
We're not hating on Crocs.
I have some thoughts, and we'll share that.
Okay.
On the other side, you can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast statewide, nationwide, global civic media radio network. Don't you let me dream about you, 'cause it would turn into a nightmare. It isn't fair unless you care. It isn't fair, unless you care. Kiss you, sick, so don't you let me dream about you.
93.5 The Tap. Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has asked the state Supreme Court to decide if the state legislature should release $50 million for the Act 20 reading bill. The legislation would develop an Office of Literacy to identify and implement literacy testing and curriculum. Governor Tony Evers used line-item vetoes to cut parts of the bill, which Republican legislators called unconstitutional. A Dane County Circuit Court judge ruled that Governor Evers used the authority properly in August, but rejected the request to force the release of funding. The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles has released a new motorist's handbook meant to share information with drivers in an easily understandable fashion. According to a press release, the revised handbook used plain language to clearly convey important information to drivers. The revised handbook has also been updated to include safety advances that have been built into the state's road designs, like diverging diamond interchanges and roundabouts. Officials say they're always looking to make their services more convenient for Wisconsinites. The Democratic nominee for the 3rd Congressional District, Rebecca Cook, hosted a pair of events in Eau Claire on Wednesday. Cook traveled to the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire campus at noon for what she called a voting block party. Cook spoke with students and provided bus rides to help them cast their early votes. On Wednesday evening, Cook held a roundtable discussion on reproductive freedom with local medical providers and residents, listening to heavy personal stories and learning about ways the overturning of Roe v. Wade affected them. The old sign of the former Regency Inn in Eau Claire has been replaced as the new owners work to renovate the property. Under previous ownership, the hotel had become a nuisance property for the city, riddled with crime and in desperate need of renovations. The property was sold earlier this year, and the new owners have been working to clean it up before the new Willow Inn and Suites officially opens. Interior work on the building has been underway for months, and exterior work started in September. The new owners have yet to announce an opening date. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Star of many hit movies, Terry Garr has passed away at the age of 79. Garr starred in films like Tootsie, Young Frankenstein, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, After Hours, and Mr. Mom. Most recently, she played Phoebe Buffay's mother on Friends. Garr was a staple on the late-night talk show circuit and has always made the hosts laugh. The Oscar-nominated actress passed away after a long battle with multiple sclerosis. She was diagnosed with the disease in 2002. Speaking of Friends, Lisa Kudrow, the actress who played Phoebe Buffay on the hit sitcom, spoke of Garr's influence and abilities, saying Terry Garr was a comedic genius and was a huge influence on Kudrow, adding that she was grateful for the opportunity to work with Garr. In addition to all her acting credits and awards, Terry Garr also starred in 6 movies with Elvis Presley, including Viva Las Vegas. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, P. Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Rain turns into a wintry mix this afternoon as a few snowflakes start to mix in. This is winds are crashing our temperatures, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, creating a wind chill. We can also hear some thunder, and we will clear out and crash cold overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from Bob's Burgers and Parks and Rec actress Jenny Slate. Then Chicago-based film critic Mariah Gates joins the show to talk noir. All this and the popcorn pick of the week.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Shut up.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Mach, and Sweet Calby coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk rather continues to actively ruin. Just a reminder, if you still have an absentee ballot and you didn't get it in the mail and the deadline that was recommended was the 29th, local election officials recommend that you take it to your local clerk to ensure that it is received by 8 p.m. on Election Day. Don't forget, too, Wisconsin is still same-day registration day. Mm-hmm. So if you miss the deadline to register online or by mail, which has gone past, you can still register in person on Election Day with the proper ID. Go to civicmedia.us/vote or myvote.wi.gov if you need more instructions on how to register for same-day voting, because you can do that here in Wisconsin. Delighted to have her back. It's been quite a while. She's the Chief Strategy Officer for Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. Michelle Velasquez is here. Good morning, Michelle. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, good morning. Thanks so much for having me. Nice to see you.
Good to see you as well. I wanted to start off with Donald Trump making an appearance last night in Green Bay, along with former Green Bay Packer, of course, Brett Favre. And in the context of this, I do want people to understand he was talking about the problem at the southern border and crimes being committed by illegal immigrants. But this is what Donald Trump had to say regarding women last night when he was in Green Bay. Kelvin, can you play that clip one, please?
And my people told me about 4 weeks ago, I was saying, no, I want to protect the people. I want to protect the women of our country. I want to protect the women. Sir, please don't say that. Why? They said, we think it's very inappropriate for you to say. I said, why? I'm president. I want to protect the women of our country. They said, they said, sir, I just think it's inappropriate for you to say, pay these guys a lot of money. Can you believe it? I said, well, I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not. I'm going to protect them.
I'm going to do it whether women like it or not. I think there is a lot of concern among women that, yes, a second Trump administration pretty much is going to do what women like it or not.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, really what's at stake in this election is it's not just about women. It's about people's bodily autonomy, their agency to make decisions about their health, their families, their reproductive lives, and their futures. And the idea that anyone other than the person would know their circumstances better, would be in a position to make those decisions for them, is just really out of touch with where the majority of Americans stand on this and where certainly I think the majority of Wisconsinites stand on this.
It's just remarkable to me that there is this patriarchal attitude about, I just know better than you. I know better than you. I know how to protect you better than you. And the other element that I think, Michelle, that gets overlooked so often is there are men involved in this equation too. So don't tell me that removing bodily autonomy from women does not have a blowback effect on men, especially if your wife needs emergency treatment for a pregnancy that has gone wrong and she can't get treatment and subsequently dies. Well, now you're a single father.
Absolutely. I mean, taking away bodily autonomy and agency from any person, whether they're identify as man, woman, non-binary, whatever the case might be, impacts those around them, their loved ones, children that they may already have, as you've mentioned. And sadly, that has happened very recently in Texas. And so taking away autonomy and agency from people really impacts not just that person, but their entire community. And that's really what's at stake here. Again, nobody know somebody's life circumstances better than that person. And so the idea that politicians could possibly legislate pregnancy and abortion care is just really outrageous.
Well, and They're going to enforce policies for, they don't even know how the female anatomy works. That is astonishing to me. There was a Republican lawmaker at one point who wanted to know why women couldn't just swallow a camera to find out if it was an ectopic pregnancy, and it had to be pointed out to him that the stomach is not connected to a woman's reproductive system, and therefore the camera's not going to end up in where you think it's supposed to go. That should worry all of us, not just women. That should worry all of us that these people are legislating for things they really don't even understand the science.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely true. And, you know, you just, again, cannot possibly legislate the infinite number of possibilities and changes in circumstances that can occur during a pregnancy. There's also a values and belief system attached to decisions about becoming pregnant, about contraception, about ending a pregnancy and having to make that decision that likewise cannot be legislated.
Because I believe in doing the homework and doing the research, I just want to clarify that that was state senator from Idaho, Vito Barbieri, who had that belief that women could just swallow a camera. So, Vito,
well
good
done,
on you.
Vito.
But one of the things, Michelle, we talk to, we have two OBGYNs who we speak to regularly on this show. And it's not also just about the women. It's not just about the men, but it's also about the doctors and nurses who want to do their job. And the fact that they're now scared to do them, leaving their states because they're afraid of being indicted for murder.
Absolutely. I mean, the chilling effect that all of this has had on the medical profession is really scary. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a medical professional, but I deal with the law, and I can imagine how terrifying it is to think, I need to do my job, and I know what the right answer is here, but I need to go check with somebody like me, an attorney, whether or not I can do that. Like, I shouldn't be involved in that decision-making. And it ends up costing people's lives. People are harmed in this. And as you mentioned, Greg, medical professionals are leaving states where there are such serious criminal, potential criminal liability and exposure, thereby creating, large geographic areas where there are fewer maternal medicine doctors and healthcare professionals, thereby making it more dangerous for people.
Absolutely. We're creating maternity care deserts now. I know in particular in Idaho, they are having an enormous problem with doctors leaving the state, and new doctors don't want to go practice there specifically because of this. So you have more women's alternatives to treat women who are pregnant, and these are wanted pregnancies. Now they have to go where? How far do you have to drive to go get care? 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours? Do you have to go out of state? This is happening around the country with medical professionals deciding, I'm not going to practice here. For one thing, I cannot fully use my medical experience to help this patient make the right decision. It's almost lying by withholding information.
Absolutely. Medical students aren't going to get the training that they need. They're not going to stay in states or maybe even apply to medical school in states where there are such severe bans and restrictions.
If you're just joining us, Michelle Velasquez is our guest. She's the chief strategy officer for Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. Obviously, this is a big issue with just 5 days away until we go to vote on November 5th. What are you hearing from people, Michelle?
You know, I think that in Wisconsin in particular, bodily autonomy and reproductive rights and freedoms are just at top of mind for folks. Certainly since the overturning of Roe a couple years ago, there's still confusion, I think, about whether or not abortion is even legal in Wisconsin. So I want to be really clear that abortion is legal in Wisconsin. There is no criminal abortion ban here in Wisconsin. And at the same time, we have a lot of work to do. We need to make sure that abortion access and reproductive rights sort of more broadly are protected in this state affirmatively. So that means whether that's legislatively or through the courts or a combination thereof. And there are a lot of restrictions in Wisconsin. Even before Roe was overturned,
yes,
Wisconsin was considered one of the most restrictive states. And these are laws on the books that are sort of under this guise of being, again, to go back to that idea of protecting protecting pregnant people, but they are medically unnecessary. They are purposely created to create barriers and obstacles for people accessing the care that they have decided that they need. And that's just sort of what it is. So we have a lot of work to do.
We really do. And you need to remember that this affects all of us. This affects all of our lives. And we hear this lament so often about, well, women don't want to have children anymore. People don't want to expand their families anymore. Right now, in states where there are no exceptions, a woman getting pregnant is one of the most dangerous things that she can do. Why on earth would any woman in a state where you can't get treatment, like this poor young woman in Texas, Giselle Barnica, who died, they couldn't treat her. It might be a crime. So she got sepsis and 3 days later she died. Why on earth would any woman in her right mind even want to risk having a child knowing if something goes wrong, she can't get help?
Yeah, I mean, this is, again, going back to every person's decision for themselves and then ensuring that there is the information, the education, the resources, and the healthcare that people need to realize their decisions, right? So if someone is saying, I want to expand my family, I want to have children, there should be healthcare available to make sure that they can do that safely. And there needs to be resources to ensure that they can adequately house and feed and educate their children. So when people talk about wanting to the bottom line is that abortion bans do not reduce the number of abortions. They actually have increased. And if people want there to be fewer abortions, what actually needs to happen is people have to have healthcare, education, housing, affordable living wage. And all of those resources would actually result in a reduction of abortion, not abortion bans.
And this is just, I mean, this was the beginning of, you know, I don't like using the term slippery slope because I think it's overused, but they're starting with this and then they're coming for contraception and then they're coming. And I still to this day, I'm shocked that IVF is something that is on the table to be taken away as it has been utilized by so many people, Republican, Democrat, independent, like, and also this idea that it was fine a year ago. And then all of a sudden one person just says, well, we don't know about it. Then a group of Southern Baptist pastors say we don't support it. And now people might not have access to it. This is how they chip away and chip away and chip away through acts like this.
Yeah, I appreciate you mentioning the idea of chipping away, because I think that is absolutely what happened with Roe. And Roe was sort of the floor, right? Like it said, you cannot ban it, but it had a little bit more teeth to it than that, for sure. And then we got the Casey decision that says, well, you can regulate it as long as it doesn't create this undue
burden. Right.
And this is how legislatures sort of around the country were able to slowly chip away, and the result is the overturning of Roe a couple of years ago. And the same is true with other things. So for folks to say, well, it's not about contraception, we're not going to go there. Well, we're seeing other states try to sort of reclassify what is an abortifacient, what's a contraception, and also sort of redefine abortion to make it something other than what it is, which is a medical term for the ending or termination of a pregnancy for any reason whatsoever.
Including miscarriage.
Including miscarriage. And so that's the sort of playbook that there is.
Michelle Velasquez is the Chief Strategy Officer for Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. We're going to continue our conversation in just a minute. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show. Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
My name is Anton Moore. Around here, we have hardworking people that just need a break. Whether it's investing in small businesses or making housing affordable, Vice President Harris gets it.
Kamala Harris is making sure black men have the tools to build generational wealth. She'll put a policy in place that gives 1 million forgivable loans to help entrepreneurs, including black entrepreneurs, start their own businesses. She also plans to give $25,000 in down payment assistance for first-time homeowners and crack down on racial bias in home appraisals. Harris's plan will help black men own more assets so we can build long-term wealth.
This is what an investment in my community looks like. We're trying to build generational wealth. No get-rich-quick schemes, no scams, no one-time check, none of that. Vice President Harris got our back. I'll be there on November 5th. Will you be there?
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Harris for President.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin on the board coming to you from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. You can call and text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are joined by Michelle Velasquez. She is the Chief Strategy Officer for Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. And right before we went to the break, Michelle, we were talking a little bit about birth control. I've been around a long time, and I remember talking to Wisconsin Right to Life 30 years ago. And even at that time, their goal was to ultimately ban all forms of birth control.
Yeah, absolutely. There's an anti-agenda to not just go after abortion, but to go after birth control, IVF. I know people are sort of wondering why IVF would be out there or what the problem would be with that. And for some people, it's because as soon as there is conception, that is life.
That's a person. It's a person.
And it's a person. And there's what is incompatible with IVF are personhood laws. And so in states like Alabama, which Greg talked about before the break, where there was a court finding that it was a child, that the fertilized egg was a child in the IVF clinic, that creates sort of this groundwork for personhood, meaning that an embryo would have the same rights, constitutional and other rights attached to it as a live human being. And so IVF would be incompatible with personhood laws.
And essentially that fetus then takes precedence over the mother. That becomes a more important person than the person that is carrying this.
Yeah. I mean, it would be very challenging to sort of figure out and balance those rights, because they would essentially have the same sort of level of constitutional rights. And so this is absolutely sort of dangerous kind of territory when it comes to reproductive healthcare, including birth control.
I think one of the big problems, too, is we have legislators, a lot of them men, trying to put forth these personhood pieces of legislation, but you talk to any doctor, and as I mentioned before, whether it's Dr. Lyerly or Dr. Hanks, our OBGYNs we talk to, you can't tell us when life begins. There's no point of, there's no like, all right, the egg was fertilized by the sperm. All right, in 2 days we will have a baby. You know, there's no, you can't put a time stamp on it. Therefore, you can't make a law that specifically says when personhood actually begins.
Right. And I mean, I think that that's the problem with all of this, right? Is that ending a pregnancy is a very personal decision that's rooted in both medicine and beliefs and value systems that people hold. And everybody has, you know, a different belief system, a different value system, and they might think they know what their answer is, but until they're in that actual situation,
yes,
they don't actually know. And so that is why you really just can't legislate something like this. You know, we have laws that protect people from medical malpractice. Doctors have codes of ethics, professional standards, all those things that sort of govern all other aspects of healthcare, except for this.
It's almost like they should have the right to do this without the government getting involved in their choices.
Correct.
Well, especially like who's one of our favorite state legislators who's a veterinarian?
Dr. Joel Kitchens.
Yes, Dr. Joel Kitchens, who has famously said that he's delivered all kinds of bovines, so he knows how reproductive systems work. That's so comforting, ladies. Let's just take that and sit on that for just a little bit and let that roll around.
Well, then that he should know very well. You can't really legislate. You can't legislate this.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. I give you so much credit for what you do, Michelle. You must get so frustrated on a daily basis. I cannot imagine.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I mean, it can be. And at the same time, like this is the right thing. And the people in this state have resoundedly, you know, said time and time again that they do not want there to be an abortion ban in this state, that they want legal access to abortion care. And so that's what, you know, our work at Advocates is all about, is just making sure that people have access to the healthcare that they need.
Men want the women they love to be able to get healthcare. The healthcare, as you said, Michelle, that they need and that they need to discuss with their doctor, not necessarily their representative or their senator. Michelle Velasquez is the Chief Strategy Officer for Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. Thank you so much, Michelle. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Stay with us. News is coming up next. When we return, Ben Wickler will be here, the chair of the Wisconsin Democrats. Jesse Waters and Charlie Kirk, two alpha males, very, very upset.
Very mad. Very, very mad boys.
So mad.
Very mad boys.
We'll talk all about that coming up. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour continues from beautiful Wisconsin Rapids and the parking lot of WFHR. Reed Gale and Trigby Olson and myself join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Alba joins us. Hey, Todd.
We're here in front of the Bonham Theater to talk entertainment. Todd forgot his battery pack. We are running off of Todd's truck engine.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but if your travel budget got cut, I'm just wondering if it coincided. All of a sudden, I got like a 10 grand a week per diem. I don't know if that is related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.